Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Hey, that was the same intro twice. Well, anyway, welcome back to 12 Points from America. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek. And,
Derek's here too. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, it's just us. We are, if you caught the end of our last episode, you heard that our conversation ran super long. We recorded for way too long, and our discussion of the 2020 versus 2021X just ended up being two episodes worth of stuff. So this is a extra recording that we're doing so that we can transition into the other episode, because we're very, very good at what we do, I'm told. So yeah, that's about it. Extra banter. I watched the rest of the live on tapes. They were good. Most of them were about the same, I think. Anyway, let's get back to that discussion we had last week about that thing. 2020 versus 2021. We're halfway through the songs. I'm just going to note this very, very quickly. Right now, we have picked six songs from 2020, five songs from 2021, and there are two that we drew even on. So pretty close.
I think that's
so
going to change in the next, couple.
We'll see. Next up, Lithuania, On Fire and Discotheque. Both songs that were projected to do very well or did very well.
I love them both. I really do. And they tickle very, very different parts of my brain. I love the minimalism of On Fire and then like the outward just blast of color that was Discotheque. I think for the sake of the contest, I think Discotheque would have been more immediate, but I love them both. So I'm going to grit my teeth and say Discotheque.
It's my reasoning exactly. Discotheque.
Same. I also like it more than On Fire just as a song. And I know I'm probably in the minority on that. But no, I think for Eurovision, Discotheque. They both would have done very, very well. Probably about the same, honestly. But I think Discotheque edges us out a bit.
All right, Derek.
On Fire.
Hey, I'm all right with that. Like I said, it was real close.
I think they're both excellent. I think they're an amazing band with a really unique style. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and I'm kind of basing this on when On Fire came out, it just shot to the top.
Yeah, it got blew a lot up. Of it. Yep.
People loved it. And I think Discotheque came out, people were like, yeah, it's pretty good. It'll do all right. And I don't feel like, and maybe it's the same kind of thing where the novelty had sort of worn off.
Yeah, I think this is the same sort of thing as Iceland. Discotheque is a perfectly worthy successor and a great song by itself, but you can't help but compare it to the earlier one where the excitement of seeing something so unique sort of splash onto the Eurovision stage was lessened.
Yeah, and I feel like On Fire was weird, but not too weird. It was fun. Oh. It was very introspective and positive. I feel like Discotheque was just like, let's just be silly. And I don't know. I like it, kind of having the layers of On Fire, I think, would have worked a little bit better, in my opinion.
Mm. All right. Well. So that's a 3-1 Discotheque over On Fire. So that's another point for 2021. As we roll on to Malta, Destiny with All of My Love versus Jim McCass. Very, very different songs.
Despite this the televote.
This
you
is
know.
Tough.
This is really, really tough because All of My Love was so impressive because she was even a year younger. However, would All of My Love have done better than Je M'Casse, which was, what, seventh?
Seventh, yeah.
Yeah.
Behind Finland.
Gosh, I really don't know. I'm torn on it just because of how well they would have done. In my head, I think Je M'Casse is the superior song. I'm going to go with my gut and just say that then.
Yeah, I think that the universality of the style of Je M'Casse would probably, might go a little bit further than All of My Love. I think both of them would have done, I mean, we saw how well Je M'Casse did with the juries. I think All of My Love would have probably done something similar. Mm-hmm. But I think Je M'Casse, it allowed Destiny to be a little bit freer and have a little bit more fun. And it allowed her to kind of let her youth shine. So I like them both. Going to have to give it to Je M'Casse.
I'll also say this is that Je M'Casse has a lot more of a pop and sort of youth oriented vibe. And I was just remembering that last year, Sweden was going to be sending the Mamas, which had a very overlapping genre with All of My Love, which I think was much closer to a sort of gospel pop than Je M'Casse is.
Yeah.
But All of My Love is better.
Well, that's true also.
I'm going to disagree. I think if we're looking at scoring, sort of the gospel pop thing has been doing really well with the juries. I can't help but think All of My Love would have done a little bit better with the jury score. And as far as the televote score goes, she got, what, 41 points, Alicia McCass?
Something shockingly, heartbreakingly low.
Criminally low. I think All of My Love would have done maybe the same or better. I don't know. I mean, it depends on a lot of factors too, but I think All of My Love would have edged it out a bit.
All right, Eric, what say you?
This is as close of a call to me as we've had to this point.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jim McCass, but it is so close. I don't know. Where was Malta in the odds when the show was canceled?
Last year?
Yeah. Was it as high as Jim McCass got?
We could look it up. I think they go back 5 years.
I don't know. We all really loved All of My Love. We never talked about it as a potential winner, I don't think. Jim McCass, on the other hand, like, I had a hotel reservation in Malta. So, like, I got to give it the edge, but man, it's close.
So just a quick heads up. Malta was 8th in the betting odds when the show got canceled last year.
Gotcha.
I mean, I think it's before this year's contest, I would have said Jim McCass was going to do better than it did. But now that we know what we know, I feel like All of My Love would have done better.
I think that's totally fair. This one's tough. That is 1-3 in favor of Jim McCass, though. Let's go to the cake or death scenario, prison versus sugar, Moldova.
I have to wonder, I'm fairly sure, you know, we at least have the benefit of knowing how well Sugar did. And I think I was the only one who really liked Prison last year. Prison is shot, up until a couple of weeks ago, I had completely forgotten that Natalia sent Prison last year. These are two utterly different singers, in my opinion. She got like a lobotomy, but it made her into a big dumb pop singer. I say that, but my God, Sugar did shockingly well, even with her low effort. I have to say Sugar here.
Is it the same songwriting team for Prison?
I believe so.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Wow. Everyone got a lobotomy.
I'm going to say
was big, dumb energy this year. Yeah.
I'm going to say Prison. Some of it is my spite towards Sugar. And I just
You really
don't
think
like,
Prison would have done like better song. At the contest than Sugar?
I think it would have been fairly similar.
I'm going to have to go with Sugar here. I found Prison to be completely forgettable, other than the constant repetition of the word Prison. Which I think is, you know, considered torture by the Geneva Convention in certain ways. Just this constant.
Yeah, wish I was in solitary. You know.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to give it to Sugar.
Wait, did you just assert that playing the song Sugar is banned by the Geneva Convention?
No, Prison. The repetition of Prison.
Oh, I see.
Prison is banned in prisons, ironically. I'm gonna say Sugar too. I think it was a bit catchier. I honestly. Like Danny said, I completely forgot about Prison until someone mentions it.
It wasn't that I forgot about Prison. It was that I forgot that she, this woman,
did
Prison. I can't believe it's the same woman.
Oh. That is, it's really a weird contrast. I mean, like, Austria is a weird contrast. This is a weird contrast.
Mm.
You know? All right. What do we got next?
Netherlands.
Here's a tough one.
Okay, so we got Grow versus Birth of a New Age for Zhongu.
So are we talking about what do we think would have done better or what do we like better? Because that's...
Done better.
Oh, because that's a hard one in this case.
Yeah. Yeah. So we saw how Birth of a New Age did, despite still having that same socially conscious bent, despite still, I think Birth of a New Age had better, studio orchestration. It was an incredible, cool ethno pop song. It did terribly though.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to give a shot to Grow. I'm saying Grow here, even though I don't think it's the better song.
No, Eric, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Birth of a New Age. Because I think it is a better song. I think it was a fantastic song and it still failed to connect with people. So I don't think a song that's not as good would have done any better in that respect. So I think it is Birth of a New Age. And unfortunately, based on what we know now, I think Zhongu was going to have a rough result either way.
Yeah, I mean, what do I look for when I see a song and kind of rate its chances? It's a call to action. It's an anthemic nature. It's what's going to capture people's attention. And I think Grow is a piece of absolute art. I think it is incredibly strong. I think it would have made a fantastic host nation entry, but Birth of a New Age had more of those immediate factors that would have drawn people in. Again, like everybody said, we saw how the result ended up being, but I'm going to have to give it to Birth of a New Age, even though I personally love them both.
I hate this one. I hate this one because Birth of a New Age is clearly the better competitive song. It's upbeat and catchy, and it has a strong message, and it's ethnic, and it's colorful, and it just tanked. And I don't know if Grow would have done any better. Honestly, I think it would have struggled. I think it would have been like Ojardim, which was also a great song that somehow came last.
I'm still heartbroken over that.
Yeah, and Grow...
It really feels a lot like that, doesn't it?
Grow just is a brilliant song that I feel like is a little too emotional. I think people would have just... I think a lot of people... A lot of people either seem to get it or not.
Sure.
As well.
So is that... that's a vote for Birth of a New Age, or is that...
That's a birth vote.
All right. So that's 3-1 Birth of a New Age over Grow for the Netherlands. We move on to North Macedonia. You versus Here I Stand for Vasil. I'm going to have to just come out and say it. I think You is a more immediate song. Here I Stand was a better vehicle for Vasil. It was more Vasil. It was... frankly, pure, distilled fossil, unadulterated, uncut fossil.
Yeah. After like interviewing and seeing other interviews with him and things like that, I can't believe he did the song You. It just feels so not him.
Right.
I think that would have translated on the stage as a bit of a mess. Like he's a phenomenal performer, but I think it would have been a kind of weird for him to sell a song like You. Here I Stand, it didn't do very well, obviously, but he sold it. You know, he did an amazing job with it. Whether you like it or not is a whole other thing. Here I Stand is my pick here easily.
And yeah, I was getting to it, but I was going to say the same thing.
Danny looks constipated, I want to say.
I can't make this choice here because I thought that Here I Stand was an apologies Vasil, a bit hokey, a little bit. I think we brought up the idea of it being a musical theater song more than anything else. You felt a bit more poppy, and I was a huge sucker for it. I really was under its spell, and it's still one of my absolute favorites from last year's potentials. I don't know what to say here. Here I Stand came a little close, but You feels like that sort of song that slips through the cracks, just like James Newman's did. I'm going to say You just for the hell of it.
I feel like both of these songs are kind of doing him a disservice.
Yeah.
I don't think You was the right song for him. I think he sang it well, and I think it was fun, but I don't think it would have worked on stage with him. Here I Stand, I think it really showcased his vocal talent, but as a song, it just wasn't that interesting. But I will say Here I Stand was the better for him of the two.
All right, so that
2021 notches another victory.
Yep, 3-1, Here I Stand over You. We roll onto Romania, Alcohol, You versus Amnesia.
This is another one that was a favorite, and I didn't understand why. But people really seem to love it to the point where I feel like I almost have to pick it. Because basically, I guess the question for our purposes is, would Alcohol, You have qualified? I'm going to say yes, it would have. Therefore, I guess that's my pick. Even though I think Amnesia is a way better song that suffered from some performance issues.
I think the performance on the stage can really let Amnesia down. I think it's a much better song. I think Alcohol, You, though, people seem to really like it.
Same. I have to defer to the crowd here. I like neither of these songs, so that's just what I have to do. I have to go with Alcohol, You.
Sorry, guys, I zoned out there for a second. Which ones did you guys... So it's Alcohol, You.
I'm going with Alcohol, You as well.
Same here. Right, so it's 3-0 going You.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I don't understand why Alcohol, You had the push and the momentum that it had behind it. I personally prefer Amnesia pretty strongly. I feel like if Amnesia were performed better on the show itself, maybe. I'm going to have to give it to Amnesia. I hate to say, I worry that the same problems that we saw with the staging with Amnesia could have easily happened with Alcohol, You.
Yeah, I think if Amnesia had been staged properly, it could have qualified, but I feel like going into the show, Alcohol, You was getting a lot more attention. Nobody really seemed to care about Amnesia that much, which was strange.
Yeah, it was very, very, it almost made me feel like there was something else going on there. But anyway, regardless of what my vote was, Alcohol, You takes it. So that is 3-1, Alcohol, You over Amnesia. We move on to Slovenia, Voda versus Ahmed.
Oh boy. I loved Voda. You guys thought it was boring and dumb, and we all know how Amen went, so I'm going with Voda, water drip and all.
I'm actually looking back at it, hindsight being 2020, I'm going to have to give it to Voda as well.
2020.
Hey, I didn't even mean to do that. Now I'm ashamed that I did.
I feel like Anna Soklic's stage performance sort of lives and breathes on her ability to belt those notes and really command you with this absolute classy diva energy. And I feel like Voda was a lot more, it had a lot more gravitas than Amen.
As much as I wasn't that into Voda, I gotta agree. It was a better ballad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, put me down for Voda as well.
Put me down for a voda.
Just gonna eat the gits of my voda.
I'm just going to admit right now, I was going to say amen, but you guys convinced me. No, voda was better.
Yeah! I mean, Derek, at last. It took me 14 months, but I got it.
I think they both really did a good job of showcasing her vocal talent, and they sound similar enough, at least as far as I remember. But I feel like Voda, yeah, now that you mention it, I think Voda was just like a little bit better.
It's a show.
All right, Danny, you can rest easy with your vindication as we roll on to San Marino. Senit with Freaky versus Adrenalina.
Here's the thing. Adrenalina, we were convinced was going to qualify, and it did. I was convinced it was going to be left at the table, redemption for San Marino. It wasn't, and it shocked people. I know it didn't just shock us. Meanwhile, Freaky was a song that I absolutely loved, but I acknowledge that it was cheesier, a little less professional, and it was probably a non-qualifier. So I'm going with Adrenalina.
Right there with you. Adrenalina for me as well.
Freaky, it had its very San Marino charm. Meanwhile, Adrenalina was like, I'm not sure this is from San Marino.
So Adrenalina was ninth in its semifinal. I'm gonna point that out. So it wasn't a super clear qualifier. Although the gap between 10 and 11 in that semi was pretty big. Mm-hmm. So
fairly comfortable qualifier.
Yeah, fairly comfortable qualifier. Freaky, I think, is a little bit more borderline, I had to guess.
I'd say much more.
So this one is also kind of tough, but yeah, I think give me Adrenalina.
I think Freaky is well south of the border. I don't think that would have qualified. I don't think it had a chance. I, for all the retro throwback stuff, don't think disco is really the thing people need to be doing right now. It's definitely Adrenalina. We didn't really get into this in our kind of 2021 in review, but the fact that it just barely beat out four songs that got zero televote points.
Oh my God, you're right.
With a major headliner.
It really is shocking. I mean,
like everything about it.
Yeah. There have been some op-eds that I'm not going to get into it in this show about the underperformance of certain artists with, shall we say, certain characteristics that honestly,
black artists? Question mark?
We might as well say it.
Yeah, all right.
Yes. That's what I mean. And you know, it's kind of hard to ignore. And I mean, we could have a whole other discussion about that. But I mean, how else do you explain the enthusiasm for this song and then it just falling so flat?
I feel like this is a massive can of worms.
It is. Yeah.
The show is already running long.
Yeah. I'm really not meaning to open it now, but maybe we'll talk about that at some point.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah. But that's 4-0 for Adrenalina. Oh my God. We get to do Serbia now.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hold on. Let me grab a coin I can flip.
I know. Lovely. I will just say this. Hasta La Vista was, I think, both an inferior song to Loco Loco, which at first blush sort of felt just like, you know, they had recycled, but not in the same way that Azerbaijan had. And Serbia sold it to me on the stage, which makes me think, would they have sold Hasta La Vista to me on the stage? I don't know. But I'm going to have to go with the one that I saw, which was very impressive. Don't know how they could have done better. I'll do Loco Loco.
Took the words out of my mouth. I'm also going to say Loco Loco. I mean, Hasta La Vista was fun, but there's something about Loco Loco that they just took it into another gear and made it not just... They made it so inviting and just kind of getting sucked into it so easily. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get out of the maelstrom that was Loco Loco. They sold the hell out of that. So yeah, Loco Loco for me.
I think I liked Hasta La Vista more as a song, and I think they would have done the exact same thing with it, given the chance. So that's my pick, I think.
I agree. I think the energy was there for either song. I think Hasta La Vista was a slightly better song, had a better message.
Mm. All right, that makes it 2-2. Serbia, we have a draw. And we move on to Spain. Only three more of these songs left, guys. Spain, we have Universo versus Voy a Quedarme. I'm sorry, four songs. This is what happens with a page break.
The most interesting one last.
Derek, did you ever find that coin?
No. All right, I'll start. I think Voy a Quedarme was a slightly better song. I think it worked better just because he had a personal connection with it. Watching him perform Universo, I just feel like he was just singing a song.
You think they kept the moon from Universo?
Maybe.
You know,
you think they just repainted it?
You know, if you spend that much money on a, you know, a 6-meter wide moon, you may as well get your money's worth.
I'm going to go with Voy a Quedarme as well. Universo sort of felt like hyper-produced, you know, young 20s pop. Voye Kadarme, at least I think, has the gravitas factor. It also got zero from the televote. So what can you say? I'm going to go with Universo.
I mean, I would say there's one way to go, and that's up. I think,
yeah.
I don't know that it would have done a lot better, but I think Universo would have done better. It was a little more fun. I think there's the potential, if he hits that stupid high note, that he gets a few things from that, and he probably would have. So yeah, give me Universo. It neither does very well, but I think that one's a little better.
I'm going to have to give it to Voye Kadarme, because honestly, the stupid high note that was in Universo was pretty close to being in Voye Kadarme as well. Yeah, that one. So I think having the emotional connection to Voye Kadarme, I think that he was much better than I think his point score reflected. I don't think Spain would have done exceptionally well with either. I'm gonna have to give it to Voye Kadarme. All right, that's another draw for Spain as we roll on to Switzerland. Here's one I think we've talked about before: Répondez-moi versus Tout l'univers.
I mean, this is another one where the bar is already very high.
Yeah.
Sean finished third. And this isn't the only question, but would he have done better than third with Répondez-moi?
Yes.
I think Derek might
agree with me here.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I think his personality and I think his singing style lent themselves a lot more to this extremely emotional style.
Yeah,
I feel like Tout l'univers was also extremely emotional, but it was also a bit more sweeping in its poppiness. It was a lot more epic feeling. Give this boy a tiny little chamber to cry in.
I mean,
he might have won it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, last year, I think the top two decent chance are Iceland and Italy. So does he finish ahead of either of those? I don't know. Does anything else finish ahead of him though? I'm not sure. I mean, I think a top three finish is every bit as likely with Répondez-moi. And I think that that would be a better song for him. It would be a better fit. And I think it would have done better with the televote potentially because it was a better fit. So I think I got to give the edge to that.
I'm going to have to go for Tout l'univers just because I felt like Répondez-moi, as beautiful as it was, I thought it was a little bit esoteric and a little bit art school, that people watching the song and listening to the song for the very first time, would they respond to it as they would, you know, as we have after listening to it a number of times, or would they see it as like an installation in an art gallery going, all right, that's a little bit weird. He sings well, hits those high notes well, but what's going on here? Tout l'univers, it had that anthemic nature that was a little bit more active and a little bit more engaging. It's really hard to tell with an act that did so well. Like, I'm still staggered by how well he did. I'm not surprised, but it's still just like, whoo, damn. I'm going to have to give it to Tout l'univers, but it was close.
Derek?
I'm going to say Répondez-moi. I know it's a long shot. I think it definitely had a shot at winning. I think Répondez-moi could have done slightly better with the jury, in fact. Would have been a better fit. And watching his live acoustic performance after the contest was canceled last year, I think it sounded great. I think Tout l'univers is just a little outside of his wheelhouse. I mean, he's young. He can kind of expand his horizons in that, but I think it's a little different for him, that he was probably not quite used to televote wise. I mean, the televote was okay for Tout l'univers, but I think Répondez-moi might have helped a little bit if it was a bit more understated and emotional.
Sure.
I guess coming off of Arcade winning, though, another sad boy at a piano, is that going to win 2 years in a row?
It could,
I guess.
All right, so that is 3-1, Répondez-moi versus Tout l'univers for Switzerland. And we roll on to our second to last song of the night, Ukraine. We have Solovey from 2020 versus Shum 2021.
Another excellent showing we have to decide between.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Here's my thing. I went back and watched Solovey, and I think that might have been another one that would have surprised us. I don't think it would have come top five. Left side of the table almost certainly qualified. It wouldn't. Again, last year, it wouldn't have sounded like anything else at the contest. And this year, it's the same thing. We can't argue with fifth place. And I think Shum is the better song, even though it did have to get truncated down to 3 minutes. I have to give it to Shum, surprising no one.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Shum as well. I love Solovey, I love Shum, but the way that Shum in the truncated form, the way that that builds and the way that that created this incredible, almost mimic moment with the ding into the rave at the end, like that was just magic. That was incredible. And as much as I love Solovey, it didn't have that moment in the same way that Shum did. So I am absolutely giving it to the noise.
I was not a fan of Shum going into the contest, and as soon as I saw it on stage, I completely did a 180. I think I think this is the better option, definitely.
This one's really brutal. Like, this is really, really tough. But honestly, I was having a hard time deciding until Sam pointed out the ding, followed by the rave and the army of stonks guys running towards you. That moment was such a big thing. And the high note at the end.
Oh, God, that high note.
A little vibrato, too, and everything like that. So I think Solove would have done very, very well. Maybe even about the same. But those couple of things really elevated Shume to elite status.
The fact that Shume has been doing better on the global Spotify charts, especially the viral charts, than basically any other song this year, including Måneskin. Like it has surpassed Måneskin in certain charts. It's incredible. And for an act in Ukrainian using white voice singing to make that kind of impact, that's almost miraculous.
On a global level, it's the biggest Ukrainian song of all time.
Take that, Verka Sadutska.
EDM folk song. Who would have thought? The fact that this came in fifth was mind-blowing. Deserve it, though. They're fantastic.
Yeah. The look on Katarina's face when those votes came in for her. Like, oh my God. Anyway, if you couldn't tell, that is a 4-0 sweep for Shume over Solove. So we move on to our last song of the night, The United Kingdom. My Last Breath versus Embers.
Was positive that Embers would have gotten some vindication for the UK. This poor man, this poor country. I thought My Last Breath was by far the inferior song, but I have to vote for it out of sheer desperation. Oh, it's this poor country.
It's like it couldn't have done any worse, which is heartbreaking to say because it is
impossible to have done worse because you can't get points taken. Imagine if the televote would have come back and they were just like, the UK, you have been given negative 20 points.
But the thing is, like, I can't see a path for My Last Breath doing better.
I know.
So, like, Embers, at the very least, had...
Big trumpets.
It had the big dudes. Gotta love the big dudes. It had more personality. You saw more of James and who he was. Even though the score was what it was, I still think Embers showed a better trajectory for the future of what the UK can potentially do. I felt that the improvement of My Last Breath to Embers was major. And I just want to extrapolate, like, keep that trajectory going. I'm going to have to give this to Embers.
I'm going to go with My Last Breath, I think. And not just because I think it would have gotten more than 0 points. And I'm not even saying I think that. I'm really not sure. I don't think it would have gotten a lot of points. Probably more than zero. But I would have said the same thing about Embers.
Yeah.
But I also thought My Last Breath was a better song. I don't know. Embers was just kind of bland to me. And My Last Breath was a little more anthemic. It was a little more interesting. It's kind of weird because that song feels a bit different in a post-corona world, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, I liked My Last Breath a bit more. I think it would have done a little bit better. I don't think it would have done a lot better.
You know what? I hate to do this. Yeah. Honestly, after letting this roll around in my head, I keep saying that I like a song for Eurovision to stand on its own merits. And I feel like after examining it a bit more, I feel like Embers was constructed specifically for the contest.
Sure.
And I feel like My Last Breath had a little bit more life outside of that bubble. I'm going to have to switch my vote. I'm going to move to My Last Breath.
Unprecedented.
I know.
It took the whole show.
All right. Who's left? Derek, is that you? Come on.
I remember thinking when they switched over the voting system so now there's twice as many points. I'm like, well, there's no way anyone's ever going to get zero again, right? I was wrong. Legit. Embers was not a 0 point song.
Yeah, we can't say that enough.
I
can't believe we have to finish the show by once again iterating to Europe that this was not a 0 point song and you have committed a crime.
I feel like we need to reiterate to our British listeners.
Like you got done dirty.
You got hosed.
That was just, I don't know what would have been better because four countries got zero televote. I mean, just even the country that got televote and jury points came in 22nd.
Okay. What do we have here at the end?
So Derek,
Last Breath, obviously. I don't think Embers was on the path for last place, pretty obviously, I think. It was just so middle of the road.
Yeah.
Last Breath, I feel like, had something unique going for it, maybe.
It's a more interesting song.
Yeah. I don't. It would have been in the 20s still.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been great. But
all right. Oh, so that's all of them. Here's what we found out. Not a whole lot.
This is
so we've been wasting our time for the last X number of minutes.
That's correct. Now, 10 2020 songs seemed preferable to us. 12 2021 songs seemed preferable to us. And then we had four ties. So
that's pretty impressive.
I think it's a testament to the strength of both years. I think it's a testament to how, I mean, when we look at how strong of a year this was, and we all feel that this was a hell of a year for Eurovision, that we managed to get there despite just everything, that we had a really, really great lineup, and that we kind of even made it better with the extra year that we got. Plus, I mean, then, you know, we didn't even get into the songs that didn't bring their acts back. Mm-hmm. You know, Italy went another direction and won. France went another direction and went from Tom Lieb to second place.
Tom Lieb would have been your last place or last.
Finland. Mm. Finland's probably a non-qualifier in 2020, and they finished sixth this year.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Axel, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Granted, others, kind of the opposite. Germany, we mentioned. It varies, obviously. But what a year, and it's, I think it's just really interesting to look at what having a 2-year buildup and having these mulligans, even though they were kind of forced upon the artists, led to. And I think in a lot of cases, it really is a lot of benefiting from getting that second chance.
Very true. Sure. Very, very true. All right, you listeners at home, if you're still with us, in which case we really do appreciate that you are, let us know what you think. What were we off the mark? Were there songs from one year that you really think was rising way above the other that we just completely disagree with? Let us know. Again, hit us up on social media. That's 12 Points USA on Facebook or Twitter, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com if you want to hit us up directly. We would love to hear from you. If your podcast purveyor of choice allows you to give a rating or a review, we would love to see that. Give us as many stars as your little fingers can give us, or your big fingers. Either way, we want them stars, no matter what your fingers are like. Give us a review if you can. We'd really appreciate it. It's been a long night, guys.
It sure has. That was a barn burner tonight.
Yeah, this was a longer question to answer than I think we expected.
Yeah, so friend of the show, Rob Rubinsky, look what you made us do.
Yeah.
It's all you. It's all you. All right, shall we reconvene in a couple of weeks then with another hot topic?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
Fabulous. Well, until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Danny.
In America, stop listening now. And we roll on to the Czech Republic. I was about to say Kenny Bristow. Like
Kenny Bristow.
Wasn't he on Law and Order?
Ah, yes. K Mama by Lenny Bristow.
Hey, you know, what's his name?
Jeremy Orba.
Thank you, Jeremy Orba. You know, Lumiere, if given the chance to sing K Mama versus, oh my God. All right. Let's try that again. I'm sorry.